quarterbacks coach Craig Johnson, a lot changes in a year, right?
Last year
at this time, middle of a lockout, we had a first round pick that we, certainly fans and us inside the building, didn't know him very well yet. You knew him because you scouted him, but a lot changes in a year.
He's come a long way. You kind of found out what you missed a year ago, because this year you get hands-on. I think he would say the same thing, that you kind of figure out where everything's at. You've gone through the paces. You figure out how the blitzes work. You figure out the program, and I think it's much, much smoother.
Last season, 11 games for Christian, 30 sacks, too many. Protecting him is important. Getting rid of the ball is important. The receivers getting open is important. Is that something that you guys focused on here during the offseason? Being on time and protecting the quarterback?
Yes, absolutely. Really hard, because there's so much that goes on with a quarterback. He's so talented, you know. He's got great feet. He has always used his feet to get him out of the trouble, as a lot of athletic quarterbacks do. And then when you learn a year or two into the system, maybe I should just throw it. It's better to throw the ball away, not to take a sack here, or not to try to force it here. That comes with the process of getting yourself knocked around a little bit.
Last year, in the first round of the draft, you were ecstatic because we got Christian Ponder. This year, in the first round, you had to have been almost as happy because we got Matt Khalil, left tackle.
I think Christian would tell you he's a very happy camper.
Yeah.
When your offensive line is able to give you more time, this is, goes across the board for quarterbacks in our league, you're a better player. If you have other guys that can take the pressure off you so you don't feel like you have to do it all yourself, you're a better player. So any quarterback that gets put in that situation and gets a talent upgrade around him, he's going to be happy. But he understands all the time there's always pressure on.
Let's switch to Joe Webb. He one of the best athletes on the team, and you get to coach him. That's Joe Webb. He has a unique skill set, right?
There's no question. He is not your traditional quarterback. Very athletic. He's come from that background in college. Many more colleges are bringing the Joe Webbs of the world into pro football, and a lot of guys have had to make that adjustment. And this year for Joe, we've really tried to focus in the offseason just on being a quarterback. Many people have asked me, well, about experience, I'm not sure about his future. The bottom line is he's never had a lot of time on task just learning how to be a quarterback. And it's more than just throwing the football. Huddle management, all aboard the line of scrimmage, managing yourself late in the downs, all those are important. And I think Joe's really come a long way.
Yeah, and I think that's an important fact that you just mentioned, because earlier in the offseason, Leslie was asked about Joe, and he said that Joe will focus just on quarterback this year. And that seems to have been the case during the offseason program. That, as you were just saying, it makes a huge difference when a guy like Joe can just stay there in one spot. And as you said, time on task. You've worked with a lot of great quarterbacks. Time on task is essential.
Oh, it's absolutely. And again, Joe's greatest asset is his athletic ability. As far as a quarterback, sometimes it's been his biggest curse, because you always want him touching the ball. And so you try to find ways to manufacture and get him on the field. He's done a great job. He's come a long way. He's got so much natural ability. He just needs time and reps and the game to slow down for him, as Christian does.
Sage Rosenfels, kind of a journeyman. He's been around the league for a long time, a veteran. He knows how the game is played, knows how to play the position, how to act. You know, you talked about huddle presence. I think Sage is good at huddle presence. Do you appreciate having Sage in the room when you have two young quarterbacks, three young quarterbacks if you include the undrafted kid that we have? We'll get to him in a minute. But do you appreciate having a guy like Sage in there?
Absolutely, and I think the veterans in the room do, because he has the experience. He understands the safety's right here, so this is probably what's going to happen on this play, on the weak side blitz, and the safety's over here, and this is going to be a strong side blitz. He's a nurturer. He has good command of the huddle. He can call the plays point blank. Every good team I've been on has had a veteran that has been able to help the quarterbacks at some time, and I think Sage has done a great job there.
McLeod Bethel Thompson, we call in the studio here, we call him the law firm, because he's got so many names. Young kid from Sacramento State, undrafted. We got him at the end of last season, if my memory serves. Looks like he has a big arm. Is that right?
He's really got a strong arm.
Yeah.
He has a lot of swagger. He's got a lot of confidence, as a lot of young guys do. Very intelligent. Just needs experience. Can make all the throws. Sometimes he makes them a little too fast, so we have to get him under control. But that's part of the process. You're always happy when the guy can make all the throws, and then you have to teach him how to be technically sound, but he's a hard worker. He's in early, out late. I'm very excited to see what he's going to do.
And as a longtime quarterback coach that you've been in the NFL, you have to, I would imagine, appreciate having great players like Christian and Joe and veterans like Sage, but a project, and I mean that in a positive way, in McLeod Bethel Thompson, you must like having a guy like that that you can try and mold from the very first steps he takes in the NFL, right?
Yes. I've been fortunate. I had a guy named Billy Volek who played in the league for a very long time, 12, 13 years, undrafted free agent. Odds were tough. I've told McLeod a couple of times about that. Just keep your head to the grindstone and keep playing because you just never know, and be ready when your opportunity comes, which you should. He's going to get a chance to play in the preseason, and we're going to see what he can do. And he's done a really good job. Again, lacks experience, but he is a willing and able guy.